The state-owned enterprise SOE, China Resource Group, has an employee population of 500,000 and more than 1,000 billion RMB of assets. On April 19th, the CCP's official media reported that the board chairman of the SOE, Song Lin, was dismissed from his position for alleged corruption. Analyst Li Juanjun says that punishing Song Lin is an implied threat to the backstage major tiger who supports Song Lin.
华润董事长被免职，矛头指向背后靠山。大陆央企华润集团拥有近50万员工，超万亿资产。中共官方媒体19号发布消息说，华润董事长宋林因涉嫌腐败已经被免去职务。分析人士认为，拿下宋林更深的用意在于宋林背后的大老虎。
Since 2010, Song Lin has been alleged to be corrupt by several persons. Last year, former Shanxi Evening News journalist Li Juanjun went to Hong Kong to blow the whistle on Song Lin's suspected corruption. Li Juanjun and his family received death threats, which caused Li to stay in Hong Kong. Last July and this April, the chief journalist of Economic Reference Daily, Wang Wengzhi, blew the whistle on Song Lin's misconduct and corruption on his Weibo. Economic Reference Daily is a subsidiary of the official Xinhua News.
2010年以来, 宋林已多次遭到举报。去年，前山西晚报记者李建军到香港爆料宋林的腐败问题，随后李建军及其家人都受到死亡威胁。李建军被迫滞留香港。去年7月和今年4月， 新华社经济参考报首席记者王文志在其新浪微博上两次实名举报华润集团董事长宋林，指控他渎职并涉嫌巨额贪腐。
Using his real name, Wang Wengzhi wrote on his senior Weibo that Hong Kong-based UBS banking executive Yang Lijun, also known as Helen Yang, was once a mistress of Song's and had helped him transfer and launder funds gained through corruption. According to Wang, Yang Lijun and her relatives now hold assets of more than 1 billion yuan, US $160.7 million overseas.
王文志 4月15号在微博中写道， 宋林包养江苏籍情妇杨丽娟，利用职务影响将杨丽娟安排到华润的合作方瑞士联合银行集团香港和上海分支机构上班。更重要的是， 杨丽娟成为宋林收受贿赂和洗钱的重要渠道。杨丽娟以其本人或其亲属的名义，现在境内外拥有10亿元以上的资产。Song
Lin responded to Wang Wengzhi on April 16, saying that he was injured by Wang's malicious rumors and would pursue Wang through courts.
4月16号，宋林发表声明称，举报内容纯属捏造和恶意重伤， 并称将通过法律途径对造谣诽谤人士追究民事及刑事责任。
On April 17th, the Communist Party's Central Commission for Discipline Inspection, CDI, announced that Song Lin is being probed for suspected disciplinary violations, a term typically denoting allegation of corruption.
4月17号, 中共纪律检查委员会宣布宋林涉嫌违纪违法接受调查。
Hong Kong media cited multiple information sources familiar with the case, saying that the investigation of Song Lin is due to relevant instructions from CCP head Xi Jinping. It was reported that former Premier Wen Jiabao once ordered for Song Lin to be strictly investigated, but was blocked.
香港媒体引用多种内部消息来源人士的话说，调查宋林是因为有习近平的指示。据报道，温家宝曾下令要严查。
Former journalist Li Juanjun disclosed that the CDI of the CCP Central Committee has listed Song Lin's case as number 3 major case following Zhou Yongkang's case. Li Juanjun indicated that Song Lin's case involved a bigger tiger, a retired standing member of the CCP Politburo. Li Jiangjun believes that Song Lin's dismissal signals the next step of the CDI to ferret out the protection umbrella backing Song Lin.
前记者李建军披露，中共纪委将宋林案列为周永康之后的第三大要案。宋林案涉及一名前中共中央政治局常委。李建军认为，宋林被免职意味着可能下一步会动宋林的靠山。
Zhu Xinxin, former editor of state-run Hebei Provincial Television, said Song Lin's dismissal is the result of the CCP's infighting. Zhu told Radio Free Asia that many Xinhua journalists had very close ties with high-ranking officials and that there are political forces at work directing Wang Wengzhi from behind the scenes.
前河北电视台编辑朱欣欣认为，宋林案是中共高层内斗的结果。朱欣欣在接受自由亚洲电台采访时说，很多新华社记者都和中共高层有密切联系，可能有政治力量在幕后指使王文志的爆料。